Hi, and welcome to a new episode of La Jutería Podcast. Today's episode is going to be about Black Mirror. I saw that a lot of you enjoyed the previous episode I did, so I wanted to continue it with this season. So today's episode is episode 3. I'm not going in order because I haven't seen 2 fully yet. So today's episode is the Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus episode. So it's called Rachel, Jack, and Ashley 2, I think it's called. So it's been getting a lot of hype, right? Because it's Miley Cyrus. So she's like the lead character in the episode. Also, disclaimer, you know, I don't like to be an ass all the time. So, you know, if you haven't watched it, make sure to watch it first before you listen to this. So the episode's about basically, you know, Hannah Montana. I honestly felt like it was like a parallel to Hannah Montana because she was living this like dual life where she wasn't able to, you know, kind of really be who she wanted to be because like she had to live both roles or whatever. So I thought it was genius that I don't know if like they wrote this for her or they just wrote it and they wanted someone who had like, I guess was like a big pop star or whatever to get more views of Black Mirror. So a few themes that I did really think that were important and, you know, I think they're meaningful to society is just how like we basically know so little about like pop stars' real life behind the scenes. Like, for example, Britney Spears, like we know that she had trouble, mental health issues, and that she had legal issues with her kids or whatever, and then she broke down in 2007. So I feel like Miley Cyrus really hasn't had that. She just has been, I guess, sort of she has, but not in the way where I just feel like she still had a very vanilla type of like privilege to be like, oh, like I don't want to be Hannah Montana anymore, like I want to have a new image or whatever. But anyway, what I did think was really like insightful and meaningful to talk about is the way that like we consume pop culture and like pop artists in a way where you really don't know what the fuck, you know, like who's writing this music, what is it talking about, why are you so drawn to it, and do the people even behind the music like live authentically? Like, I just feel right now there's so much hype with like being a fan of somebody and then in a way idolizing them, but only for a fixed image. So anything that, you know, disrupts that, people are like get upset about. So the episode is about Miley Cyrus, like, character being like a pop star. So she has like this like demon type of aunt that's like a fucking momager type bitch, and she basically robs her of any kind of creative control. And it's really scary to think about the way that this actually happens to a lot of people and a lot of artists, that like physically in this episode this person was her aunt, but I feel like in the music industry, like it's multiple people and it's multiple like energies that are trying to like consume you and create you to be like a robot for money making. And I feel like I remember Lady Gaga talking about that in what seemed like to be a TED talk, but it wasn't, where she was just talking about how she was really unhappy because the, you know, people would just come and like want to take their picture with her, but like wouldn't say hi to her and wouldn't acknowledge that she was like a person. And I think that after a while that gets very like exhausting, and having to like be so visible but like invisible at the same time. So I thought that the character was really awful because it needed to showcase how at the end of the day, like all these people care about is music, money, and getting your voice out for profit. So she drugs her, right? So she drugs her and puts her in like a coma where she's not able to come back from. And then meantime, there's like this little like Siri wannabe little like Google voice, or I don't know what it's called, but it's like a animation figure of the character Ashley, or I think that's her name, Ashley too. So then the character somehow has a consciousness that, you know, Miley Cyrus' character talks through, and the second like lead character in the show is a girl who's like socially awkward, I think, doesn't have a lot of friends, is more, you know, drawn in. And I thought, like, visually speaking, the way that like the rooms were set up between that girl and her sister was like in a very dark mood, like she was almost like the total opposite from the other character, which is the second like most important person. But I did think it was interesting that like the sister that was in the darker place was like trying to wake her up for her to kind of get, you know, out of this idolization where it's like, oh, like this person is like, I have to do everything this person is doing. And just like, and I feel like a lot of people are in general are in that kind of mindset where people in their life or people they look up to, like they feel like they have to live by their standards, and if they're not living by their standards, they're like totally like off the grid and like aren't living their true self, true life or whatever. So I thought that the sister wanting her to, you know, wake up was a really important part of the meaning of the episode, where she came off across as a bitch, but she really just, you know, had good intentions for her sister, and she wanted her to not be such a fucking bandwagon basic, you know, person. Even though what the, you know, little robot thing was offering her was friendship and just acknowledgement of her life, which was really what she wanted. So I also thought about how impressionable youth are to pop culture and pop artists, and like that's where the money comes in. That's where like Taylor Swift, I think, is the biggest like grossing teen idol right now, and then like maybe Ariana Grande or whatever. But like that's where the money's at. Like these all their albums and everything, they're catering to a younger audience all the time. Like Ariana Grande is like 25 and this bitch is still like acting like she's a teen. Like that says a lot to me about, you know, the money industry like machine that they're constantly trying to like, you know, keep artists youthful, skinny, like, and just dumb. And I think people need like people who are real, who are not feeding kids bullshit. Like I would say Demi Lovato's like a stretch because she's had a lot of like drug issues or whatever, but I would prefer to have someone who is real than someone who's like really fucking fake and like is basically a robot. And you can see that a lot in like interviews and stuff. It's just like how people are like media trained, how they're, you know, they're very one-dimensional. And it's scary when you think about like how much it, like it consumes our culture. Is like that's on top, like that's all people talk about is like music or movies, and it's like I like when I hear people critique what they're consuming, and because I think that that's the way that we've formulated common sense, and like what we think of the world is through images, through music, you know. And I feel that the way to change that and to have a broader experience is through media. So I do think that there are certain, and this is a perfect example, and this is why I'm doing this commentary on this you know, series of Black Mirror, because I do think that they're onto something and that they're using media as a way to entertain and then remind people of the control of technology and the consumption process, I think. Because there are other episodes that I also, I think, want to talk about later on in the earlier seasons, where you actually see people like enact a behavior that they're trying to, you know, get a response from us, like liking some, like giving somebody points or giving somebody like status automatically when you, they do something good or bad. So that's something that I really enjoy watching, is that like this show is transforming common sense and common thought into a little bit like you're getting a palette for basically just learning about how to decompress all the fucking enforced, you know, agencies. Because I feel like they're all agencies. Like, you get taught how to live through shows, through music. You get taught how to feel. So like they're all like different parts of the US that, you know, they're basically agencies. Like school, you know, is an enforcer of fucking laws, of curriculum. And then, you know, that transforms into a career, a job or whatever. And then you have to stay within the lines of your career job for you not to get fired. So what I'm getting back to this episode specifically is that I really enjoyed how there was like an arc of from where the younger character was in the beginning of the show. And where the episode ended, and it was kind of cheesy, you know, like, oh, like, you know, you met your pop star and they were actually a real person and they were nice and, you know, your sister's not on the band with them and shit like that. But I did think that it was cool that at the, like, all the girls I think wanted was a community and like, and somewhere to belong to, both the sister that was in the darker place and the other sister. And I thought it was really meaningful because I feel like Miley Cyrus' character was kind of like the matriarch of the episode, where she helped both of the girls heal. And I think that if we look at pop stars and we look at people who are like public figures or whatever, like basically everyone, either I feel, has parent issues in some sort of another, like mommy or daddy issues or just parent issues in general. So I feel like people who are in a mentor older position get idolized because in a way they're kind of like they're getting, you know, the person who's consuming their media is getting parented in some way, you know. And I think that was kind of evident to me in this episode, because it's like Miley Cyrus was kind of replacing their mom that they had lost, because in the beginning of the episode they talk about how the mom died. So now that I've rambled on for some time, I want to end the episode with suggestions on which season I should go to next. This was the fifth season, and I think that each season has different episodes with different themes. So I'm going to open it up and see if you want to DM me or email me what you thought of this episode, and also what episode you think I should do next. And then I'll rewatch it, and then I'll share. So I hope you have a great night. I hope you stay woke, and that you critique all types of media you're consuming and why you're so invested in it, I think would be the biggest thing, is like, how, like, why are you so invested and are people profiting from it? Okay, bye. Hello and welcome to a new episode of La Joteria Podcast. So today's episode is going to be a gratitude episode to everybody who follows me, everybody who's new to my podcast, everybody who's asked me, you know, about my podcast, how is it going. We hit our 2-year anniversary in March, so we're going on 2 years and a half, and I'm very excited to have the opportunity to collaborate and meet new people and tell them about my podcast. As my job continues and I grow, quote unquote, professionally, and applying my skills with the community and on a hands-on-hand experience. So my new job has to do a lot with the community and clients that need mental health services. So that being said, I plan on helping people link up to many resources. And one of those resources I would hope would not my clients, because I think that would be unethical, but for the community at large, it'd be benefiting to experience podcast, and not only from a listening, like a listener standpoint, but an interactive standpoint where people establish their own podcast or have avenues for expression, because it should not be limited to, I would say, you know, like, I feel like anyone can start a podcast. Anyone can voice their opinion. Anyone can voice topics and discuss whatever they like in their life. In relation to activism and community engagement and advocacy, I would want people to know that they have a voice and that they have agency and that they can manifest and create the lives they want through community. So, for example, I started this podcast because I wanted community. Point blank. Like, that's what I wanted. I wanted to meet people. I wanted to engage with the community in topics that I wanted in a way where I was heard, because I feel like we already do that at large. But sometimes we are not. The engagement is not what we want because we're faced with a lot of barriers. We're not really heard for what we want to be heard for. I don't know if that made sense, but that's kind of what I've been thinking about, is that why not have more podcasts? Why not have more people who want to share their voice, their actual literal voice, with others? Because I feel like going, you know, there are many avenues that we can have this relationship evolve. But for me, the most accessible is voice, and having Anchor be a platform right now where I'm outsourcing myself and my voice. So with that said, I'd like to invite anybody who does listen to me to email me or contact me with, where did you find my podcast? What platform you're listening from? Just so I can get a better understanding of who am I reaching, how far am I reaching, and the accessibility to the outreach that I'm trying to do. Right now, I'm based in Los Angeles. I've been here for 2 years again after post-grad. And this is where the core of my work is. But I like to reach people who are in the East Coast, who are in the Midwest, who are in areas where there are not a lot of opportunities for community. And you might think, well, Jesse, you're in LA. Why did you have such a hard time connecting? Why there's a billion people in Los Angeles? Like, why was it so hard for you to create community and engage with community? Well, large cities, ironically, are very lonely. Everything is spread out. There are not a lot of, and I'll wait for that to pass. So I can imagine what it's like in a smaller city or in a smaller scale community where if we're lonely in the city, I can only imagine what somebody is going through in a small community. So I want to end the episode with that. That if you want to reach out to me to learn how to establish your own podcast, to establish, you know, your voice in a way where, you know, in what way do you want to share your voice? Because you could do like blogs, you could do you know, pieces with images, with graphics. I've learned somewhat about, you know, artists who do imagery online. I've linked to art spaces and art galleries. So, you know, if you're looking for community, reach out to me. And also, I've been looking to have people on the podcast as well as guests. So if you'd like to do that, email me and we can set something up for the remainder of this year, because I feel like a lot of great momentum is happening with this year. A lot of growth, a lot of opportunities to flourish in communication specifically across all, you know, areas. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being new to my podcast. Thank you for subscribing to the podcast. And I look forward to doing more episodes. Bye.